Principles for Your Week is brought to you by Christendom College and sponsored by our Principled Society members. Watch this episode and learn more about our free classes at getprinciples.com.
Greetings from Christendom College here in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. You know, Friday has always traditionally been a day where we spend some time doing some form of penances, you know, in memory of the Lord's Passion. Lenten penances always culminate on what we call Good Friday, the day on which we were redeemed by our Lord. You know, the Roman centurion who tradition has named Longinus has always been a figure in the Passion narrative who has really intrigued me. For he was the one who actually opened the Lord's side with the spear and pierced his heart, and then also professed, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Now, just try to imagine for a moment a pagan centurion seeing the manner of his death, as the scripture says, makes this incredibly powerful profession of faith in our Lord. So let's take a moment today and reflect on what he had seen. He certainly, as the centurion in charge of the execution, witnessed the scourging. He would have seen the crowning with thorns and the mockery. He would have seen our Lord silent before Pilate. And then when pressed to answer, "Are you a king?" he would have heard our Lord say, "Thou hast said it. I am a king." And then what else did he see? As those nails tore into his flesh and he's raised up on the cross, he's jeered at, he's mocked, and he's taunted. And what are the first words out of his mouth that centurion hears? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Even then, in the midst of horrific suffering, he prays for his taunting enemies. What next? He sees his grief-stricken mother, the mother of Jesus, there. And then the centurion hears our Lord from the cross say, "Woman, behold thy son." And to St. John, "Son, behold thy mother." Again, even in the midst of excruciating pain, he's thinking of others. He's thinking of his mother and his beloved disciple. What next? One of the thieves on the cross beside him mocks him like the Jewish leaders at that time. But Longinus hears the other thief astoundingly say, "Jesus, remember me when thou comest into your kingdom." Your kingdom? Wow, what incredible faith on the part of that good thief. And he hears a regal reply from our Lord, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." And once again, in the midst of his pain, he's reaching out, he's responding to the needs of others, and he's thinking of others. And then finally, when his work was perfectly finished and accomplished, he raises his eyes to heaven and he cries out, and Longinus hears him cry this out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And then Longinus witnesses the darkening of the sun, the trembling and the violent shaking of the earth at the very moment when he hands over his soul to his heavenly Father. It was interesting, when I was doing research on devotion to the Sacred Heart, I came to understand Longinus a little better. You see, to pierce the side of a crucified man was a violation of Roman law. It was not to be done. According to Roman law, you had to break the legs of the victim. And it was also a violation of Jewish law, because once a man was dead, you never were to touch or inflict punishment on a dead corpse. But the Romans had a military tradition that I discovered that was very interesting. If an enemy had fought bravely and had fought nobly and was captured, instead of beheading them, sort of lopping off their heads, which was a degrading thing, they would pierce the side right through the ribs and puncture the heart quickly as a sign of the nobility with which that person, that enemy, had fought. So I believe when our Lord's side is open, violation of Roman and Jewish law, Longinus was paying tribute to the nobility with which our Lord fought and handed his life on the cross. It's a tribute to the divine dignity of our crucified Savior. And that piercing of his side was a tribute to our blessed Lord's courageous and noble death, which led him to cry out, along with us, truly this man was the Son of God. Thanks for being with us today, and may God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Amidst a culture that attacks our faith and heritage, Principles and Christendom College help Catholics to know, live, and share their Catholic faith. Together, we can spread the light of truth to help renew the church, the family, and the culture. Support this and other free and faithful Catholic content at getprinciples.com/support.